And now it's time for the Cannabis Report on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hannah Lee Myers, and I'm joined by longtime cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Good morning.
All right, so the woes for the cannabis industry in Colorado, as far as sales go, continue. And it sounds like the MED's involved now, and you're going to fill us in on what's going on here.
Yeah, you know, there's a recent article in Yahoo Finance that says the global cannabis market size was valued at U.S. $43 billion, and it's anticipated to expand to $444 billion. This used to really get me excited. It doesn't get me excited anymore for some reason. And they say the surge is driven by the increasing recognition of cannabis for its therapeutic applications and legitimate medicinal benefits. I'm sorry, I just don't buy into that. This is at the same time that Colorado's cannabis industry is really in trouble. The Marijuana Industry Group, which is a Denver-based trade association, says that Colorado is a struggling industry. Falling sales, business closures and layoffs, too much supply, not enough demand, increased competition in other states, dropping prices, a dearth of cannabis tourism, which we used to rely on, and the draw of black market weed and more. I mean, I go to the cannabis store and I buy it for less than I did when it was illegal. So it's just like that. And April's marijuana sales, medical and retail combined, stood at about $132 million. Now, you got to remember, that's a lot of money. But it counts as the lowest number in 5 years, according to the Colorado Department of Revenue. And this year, total medical marijuana sales really looked dismal in April, about $17 million. So we're gonna be watching exactly what Colorado is going to do about this medicinal market. That's the lowest amount ever recorded for that month since sales started in January 2014. So, Truman Bradley said that Colorado cannabis small business owners count on the weeks heading up to the 420 holiday to be some of the strongest sales of the year, but that didn't happen this year. And in Denver, the number of medical marijuana store licenses has fallen 27% over the past 5 years. There's only 144 licenses issued this year. In 2014, just as an example, 144 now. In 2014, that number's 255. So a lot of places have stopped selling medical pot. And product delivery is finally taking off. And we remember that Colorado-made delivery permits are associated with stores' social equity applicants. And that's up. There are more people, but we could still do better. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that would like it brought to their door instead of having to drive for it. So to help out, the MED is raising its prices for entry. And operational fees for the 2,700-plus registered marijuana business licenses are going up. They started going up in July. And the price hikes are about 8%. And they were adopted as the MED faces its first negative cash balance since recreational pot sales began in 2014. So this is serious business. Most marijuana business owners, of course, are opposed to the proposal to increase the fees because that's going to be more money for them, especially since the pot industry is in recession. And the MED and its overseeing authority, which is the Colorado Department of Revenue, they depend on these business fees for funding their marijuana-related efforts. So we'll see what happens. The MED has received money from state legislature in the past, but the majority of its funding comes from licensing fees and fines on dispensaries, growing operations, and other legal pot businesses. And that funding is falling short. Inflation, rising government salaries, increased program expenses, according to DOR Executive Director Mark Ferrandino. And the MIG says the decision to raise fees is a serious blow to business owners. We'll have to see how it plays out. Obviously, they're not paying any attention to that. He says our sales are down by nearly 100 million, and a recent jobs report showed that the industry lost more than 10,000 jobs last year. And that's one of the things we were really counting on. So we'll have to see how this plays out. It's an interesting development here, especially here in Colorado.
I think it'll be interesting to watch, too, how this plays into the overall story of the end of cannabis prohibition. It'd be interesting to contrast this with maybe alcohol and see if there was a similar kind of boom in industry and then drop in industry as it became more normalized, kind of the glitters associated with the end of prohibition goes away. It's interesting to think about it that way, that perhaps this is part of the natural order of the end of prohibitions and human nature's response to that.
Well, especially since the federal government is still says it's illegal. Even though they're taking money for taxes and everything, they still say it's illegal. And as long as that's going on, we're going to have a bunch of rules and a bunch of regulations in different states to govern everything.
Such an interesting sociology study on humans. It really is. Yeah. It really is. And now the economy is involved, though, so it's serious business. Well, thanks for keeping us in the loop, Leland. We appreciate it. And you can always catch the Cannabis Report here on KGNU the first and third Thursday of every month. Thanks again, Leland.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.